Hosea chapter 12. Ephraim feeds on wind, and chases after the desert east wind. He multiplies lies and violence. They make a treaty with Assyria, and olive oil is carried to Egypt. The Lord has a case against Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. He will repay him according to his deeds. Even in the womb he grabbed his brother by the heel, and as an adult he struggled with God. He wrestled with the angel and won. He wept and pleaded for his favor. He found him at Bethel, and spoke with him there. The Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. You must turn back to your God, hold on to loyal love and justice, and wait continually for your God. Instead, he is like a merchant with deceptive scales in his hands. He loves to cheat. Ephraim said, I am rich. I have become wealthy. In all my pursuit of wealth, no one has been able to detect anything wrong or sinful. But I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. I will again make you live in tents, as in the days of the solemn feast. I spoke to the prophets, I multiplied visions, and through the prophets gave symbolic parables. Are there idols in Gilead? They are absolutely worthless. Do they sacrifice bulls in Gilgal? Their altars are like heaps of stone in a plowed field. Jacob fled into the land of Aram. Israel served for a wife. To earn a wife, he guarded sheep. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel up out of Egypt, and by a prophet, he was guarded. Ephraim has bitterly provoked to anger. He will be held accountable for his bloody crimes, and his Lord will repay him for his scornful abuse. Hosea chapter 12.